Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, I need your help right now. Good morning, 3:35. We are 13 days away. 13 days away. Esmeralda, do you know what we're 13 days away from?
No.
It's coming up on August the 21st. Dan, I told you what I was going to be talking about, so I can't ask you. Vic Vaughn, do you know what's coming up on August the 21st?
No.
It's the Great American Eclipse. All right? It's going to be descending upon the United States, as it's written here. It's going to cast its shadow from coast to coast for the first time since 1918. It's perhaps one of the biggest astronomical events of the decade. All right? 13 days away. Now, here's where I need your help. 312-981-7200. Why is this interesting? Why is there pieces in the Tribune today talking about the Illinois Department of Transportation officials say efforts are underway to make sure the traffic keeps moving and roadways are safe during the upcoming solar eclipse? Do you know this? They're already thinking about the traffic on August 21st. The Carbondale area in southern Illinois is the path of a total eclipse. The rest of Illinois is going to see a partial eclipse. Does anybody have any idea why there's going to be a total eclipse in Carbondale and a partial eclipse anywhere else?
Well, that's the path that it's going to be going across. It'll be a complete, I believe, a complete eclipse in Carbondale. I so wish I could go down there for that.
Do you?
3 minutes. It goes to nighttime, basically. That would be amazing.
So, forgive my ignorance here. The sun is going to be blocked by the moon? The moon blocked by the sun? Earth's got something going on? Or what exactly happens? Who knows?
I think that wraps it up. The moon blocks the sun, then you have, for 3 solid minutes, it's like nighttime.
So it's going to be dead at night at what time? Do we know?
I'm not sure what
like
time
two?
It is.
Like 2?
Google it.
I think.
Hang on a second here. Solar eclipse.
The moon finally gets its comeuppance to the sun.
An eclipse is the serendipitous alignment of the earth, the moon, and the sun. Around over 18 months or so, the moon passes directly between the earth and the sun on its orbit around our planet. It's a relatively rare occurrence because the moon doesn't orbit the same plane as the earth, the sun. Why is this interesting? 312-981-7200. But when the three bodies line up just right, the moon covers up the disk of the sun and those in the direct path of the moon's shadow. You may be thinking, hey, the moon is way smaller than the sun. How can it cover it up? I was thinking that. Thank you for writing that. Yes, the sun is roughly, how many more times the size of is the sun of the moon, Vic? Do you know?
Not off the top of my head. I'd have to Google it.
Don't do that. I'm going to tell you in a second here. Esmeralda, you want to gander a guess?
No, I couldn't even tell you.
How many more times, Dan? I see Dan thinking about it.
67 more times.
400 times the size
what?
Of the moon.
Yeah, I would guess hundreds. I mean, I've seen those comparison drawings that the Earth looks tiny compared to the sun.
The moon is, how many times closer to Earth is the moon than the sun?
Wait, so the moon's bigger?
The sun is bigger than the moon.
So then how is it going to cover it all?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
I think because this
sounds so stupid.
This special plane that the moon is going to be on that it normally is not visible to the other two, I think, is because the moon is so much closer to us on this trajectory that it seems bigger than it is.
Oh, like when you look at your thumb?
Right. Right. If you have your thumb up close to your eye and then you bring it away and you realize your thumb's not that big.
Yeah, my thumb isn't as big as a building. Is that kind of
I mean, the moon
thought
is
process?
Really, really close to the Earth when you're talking about how far the sun is from the Earth as well. So it's going
to Vic Vaughn is correct about that. How many times closer to Earth is the moon?
It's like I mean, you're talking millions and millions of miles we are from the sun, and the moon's probably just about the same. What, a couple hundred thousand miles?
You're exactly right. The moon, the sun is roughly 400 times the size of the moon, but the moon is 400 times closer to Earth. So they appear to be about the same size in the sky. Been in it. This is so... I wish I was more curious. And I'm trying to be right now. 312-981-7200. Are you fired up for the solar eclipse or whatever this thing is that's coming up on August 21st? What are they calling it? The solar eclipse. 2017. The moon and the sun. Vic, you're the expert here, clearly. If you could go to the moon on the 21st and the eclipse happened, would you still be a part of the eclipse if you were on the moon?
No, what you would see is the Earth disappear, I would imagine.
You would see the Earth disappear?
Yeah, if you're standing on the moon.
Yeah.
Assuming that you could see the moon, let's say you're on the, well, I guess you would call it the top side of the moon, the north side, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the eclipse happened. Yeah. I would assume that you, from the moon, would see the Earth disappear. Obviously, you would still see the sun because there's nothing blocking your view from it.
Right, but so you wouldn't see the Earth.
I would think it would. I would think, actually, maybe you'll just see an outer ring of it because the moon is smaller, much smaller than the Earth. So I would think you would see an outer ring of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
I don't know
you'd basically see the moon's shadow on the Earth.
312-981-7200, text line from the 630. The dumbness is scaring the crap out of me. Me too.
I think some of my brain melted out of my head.
What are you so smart about, 630 person?
Yeah, we definitely need an expert in this subject.
316 is going to bed. I think this is interesting. But
I want a teacher who teaches, like, second graders this.
The moon is small compared to the sun, but it's much closer, so a unique point where the moon can perfectly cover the disk of the sun. That's according to Noah Petro, who's a planetary geologist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. So there. 312-981-7200. If you can explain this better than we're explaining it, the dance floor is all yours. I am very interested in what people have to say about this and if anybody's going to Carbondale. In fact, I'm off on I don't even know if I'm off, but I'm going to make myself off on August 21st, and I will ride with you to Carbondale, and we will take in the solar eclipse on a level that it's never been taken in before.
Are you going to pretend to smell?
I might pretend
to sleep on you.
So I'll get the back seat all myself. Good strategy. Thank you, Esmeralda. Not all eclipses are the same. Sometimes the sun is totally covered. That's called a total solar eclipse. Other times the moon only partially covers the sun, which is a partial eclipse. So there's that. If anybody understands any of this, you're an amazing person. Jeff is in the path of the eclipse, it says here. Jeff?
Hey.
Thank you for calling. Jeff, welcome to WGN. By the way, we have full phones on this. I love you people. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I am in St. Joseph, Missouri, which is just north of Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
And our town is 75,000 to maybe 80,000. And they're saying we're to get 500,000 people to 750,000 here just to watch this.
Just to watch it in St. Joe's, which, by the way, is the home, or at least it was, I think it still is, the home of Kansas City Chiefs training camp. Sports guy,
yes,
over here.
Yes, it is.
Right. That's how I know St. Joe's. I've been to St. Joe's there, Jeff. I used to work in Kansas City. We'd go to St. Joe's to see the Chiefs. All right.
Yep.
So what are you saying here?
They're saying we'll be gridlocked. As you guys were talking about the traffic situation.
Yeah.
They said our I-29 could be like a graveyard for cars.
So you're telling me that everyone's coming to St. Joe's because it's going to be dark for 3 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Does that make you feel like, I don't know, Jeff, like slightly disappointed that the one time in your life that everyone's cascading around your town is because it's going to be dark?
Well, I guess it's better than it's for something horrific then.
That's true. Are you listening on the Weber right now, or are you getting 720 powering through?
I'm getting you guys crystal clear on my radio.
That's awesome. That's a beautiful thing. All right, well, are you inviting us down, or what's the deal here?
Hey, if you guys can fight the traffic and everything, more power to you.
I mean, you go to Chiefs training camp, although I think it's over by that point. But you
yeah,
could,
I think it is, too.
Yeah, you know, but you can go to St. Joe's, and then you can, you know, head on up to Kansas City, get some barbecue.
Can we do a remote for 2 minutes?
Two-minute remote?
That would be an expensive remote, wouldn't it?
That would be, but it would be worth it, I think, considering if there's going to be 700,000 people. I could, you know.
What they're saying is our, you know, the future forecast for the weather, saying it's supposed to be partly cloudy here that day.
Mm. Well, these things change. If I come down there on the 21st, Jeff, I could bring cards. Hey, I'm Mark Carman, WGN Radio, fansided.com, at the Carm on Twitter. I might be able to build my brand.
Well, hey, you know what? As long as it works for you and you get people to listen to you, I do. I listen to you guys overnight.
We appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for sharing, man.
Thank you.
Go Chiefs. Go St. Joe's. Yep, absolutely. 312-981-7200. We do have open phones right now. Everybody apparently dropped off, except for you, Marissa. Welcome to WGN. You know this is fascinating, Marissa. You know that you've never heard anybody break down a solar eclipse the way I'm doing it right now, along with you.
Right. You're doing a phenomenal job, and lots of people are listening, and they're getting really interested in the eclipse. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm already looking forward to the next one. There are people that just follow total eclipses. They go all over the world, wherever the eclipse is, and they just experience it because it's a life-changing experience.
How does it change your life, Marissa, if you can be so bold?
Well, I mean, if this is like a phenomenon that affects like the Earth and the Moon and the Sun, like the whole universe, how can it not change your life? I mean, you're going to experience this. It's going to be dark. The animals are going to be going a little bit crazy. When you look at the ground, like if you're looking from a tree, you're going to see all these like little like half moons, and it's just going to be so bizarre and so weird. And, you know, and I know like in the past when they had eclipses, people would go crazy because they didn't think the sun would ever come back again.
Mm.
So just to experience that, it's like historical.
I heard that the Greek god Zeus thought that the sun was going to go away forever on one of those eclipses. Right?
Right.
I just completely made that up, Marissa, just for the record. But you never know. It could be true. I hate to say this, Marissa. Maybe I'm being negative here, but I don't think I'm going to feel like my life has changed if it gets all dark for 3 minutes. That's just me.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just going to be like boom, boom, like night, day, you know, day, night, day, you know. And
day, night, day?
Just, yeah, day, night, day. And then it's just going to be gone.
Do you think like
and then you have to wait like another 7 years?
Mm. Do you think like there's romance around this? Like people get all turned on around the eclipse?
Well, you know, like with the full moon, you get all the things like, you know, there's a lot more people in the ERs and more people have babies and stuff. I mean,
that's true.
Of course, there has to be some kind of planetary, universal power that overcomes us all who experience the eclipse.
312-981-7200. Are you feeling a planetary universal power the way Marissa is right now? I'm starting to come with you here. What did you just say? Babies are born on the eclipse? Did you say that?
No, more babies are born when there's a full moon.
More babies. Hang on a second here. I want to do a little computer check here. More babies are born with a full moon.
While you're typing this, may I just say, as a phone screener, I do believe in the full moon because I can tell when one's coming up based upon the tenor of calls I get.
Myth or fact, women go into labor during a full moon from Duke Health. Now, this was written in 2013, so times could have changed, and my computer's incredibly slow. But let's just see what it says here. Duke Health. Okay. All right here. Very important. From high tides to bouts of insomnia to good luck, a full moon has been said to cause a wide range of things. Does the waxing moon also bring babies? Over the years, many researchers have sought to determine whether more babies are born during the full moon, like Marissa is asserting right now on WGN. While the growing moon may not hasten the arrival of the little bundle of joy, an incoming storm might, according to McDonald, who's the director of Duke Midwifery Services, agreeing that that the reason this myth has persisted for so long is likely because of strong cultural ties. There's a lot of belief systems and cultures around the world linking the cycle of the moon and women's fertility. But apparently, according to this, Marissa, I don't want to burst your bubble here, but that's not exactly true.
Well, I worked in a hospital. I was like the OB social worker for 8 years, and it just seemed like it was true.
Well, you
I didn't do a study, but it just seemed like every full moon we just had more babies.
Marissa, I forget Duke Health. I'm with you. If you say it, you're calling right now. I'm on Team Marissa.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling, Marissa.
Thanks. Okay, enjoy the eclipse.
you as well. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
312-981-7200. I hate to tell you this, but we're going to continue this conversation right after weather here. So if you can feel free to join in if you'd like. And if you're on hold, stay right there because I could go. I mean, I might bong the Steve Cochran show just to continue to do this. Maybe Steve would allow that. 312.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see.
I'm seriously so excited to continue to talk the moon and the solar eclipse 2017. It's 2017. I hope I'm here in 2018 if there's another one of these. I want to somehow, some way drag this out to the end of the show at 5. But I'm going to need your help. 312-981-7200 because my thoughts will come to an end at some point. But we are talking about solar eclipse 2017. Solar eclipses happen every 18 months or so. Why is this one such a big deal? Does anybody know the answer to that? Why is this one such a big deal, Esmeralda?
Oh, I think that's because we can see it. Usually it's not in our neighborhood.
You're right about that.
It's usually like in some other country or up in the mountains somewhere.
Yeah, it's because this clip is all American. The shadow of the eclipse will pass from the west coast of Oregon all the way to the east coast of South Carolina. It's the first time a total solar eclipse has passed from one coast to the other in 99 years. 99 damn years. 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. Are you fired up for the solar eclipse, and are you learning anything right now? Paxton, welcome to WGN.
Mark, I'm loving this Astronomy 101. I got to put some moonlight, though, on this full moon effect.
Uh-huh.
I took an astronomy class, and I lasted 2 weeks. You know, I was trying to learn. I thought maybe I learned the secrets of the zodiac, that kind of thing.
The secrets of the zodiac. Okay, go on. Yep. Uh-huh.
And all I saw was calculus and geometry. And so I wasn't going to be there long. But I did fire out that question once about the full moon effect. And all I got was ridicule from the professor, saying that it's a complete myth. And the moon is always there. It's always full. People say, I think Dan was mentioning people act differently on the full moon. He can anticipate it. It's because he expects it. And then my argument was, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. If the full moon has no effect, people think it does. Therefore, it occurs.
So you're saying that what Dan is experiencing here on 720 WGN when he's taking calls when there's a full moon is a sort of placebo effect. Because actually, what you're pointing out somewhat brilliantly right now, Paxton, is that the moon doesn't actually change shape and size. It's always just the moon.
Yes, that's exactly right. Although I wouldn't call it a placebo effect. It's more of a the Pygmalion effect.
A what?
The Pygmalion effect, where you expect something to be a certain way, like a beautiful statue that could come alive, and then it does, because it's a foregone conclusion. You've already pictured it in your mind, so it's a Pygmalion effect. But anyway, the professor and all the kids in there who are mostly math majors, they laughed me out of the class. So
Greek myth of Pygmalion, a sculptor who fell in love with a statue he had carved, or alternately after the Rosenthal-Jacobson study. Mike Jacobson producing the Steve Cochran Show coming up at 5 o'clock is the opening bell. Steve at 6.
It's also called My Fair Lady. It starred the great Leslie Nielsen back in the 1939s.
Is that?
That's Pygmalion. That's the story of Pygmalion, where he picked up the gutter snipe and turned her into a beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew that he could, because he saw that inner beauty, and he pretended that she was beautiful. She pretended she was beautiful, and then she was.
It might surprise you, Paxton, that I actually am learning something right now and didn't know everything you just said. So I want to thank you.
It's been a great ride. Talk to you later.
Have a great day, Paxton. 312-981-7200. Why is this particular solar eclipse exciting to you? What does it mean? Let's discuss what's going on with the moon, the sun, Earth, you, me, Esmeralda, Dan, and of course Vic Vaughn.
But I'm dancing in the moonlight. It's got me in the spotlight. It's all right. Dancing in the moonlight. On this long, hot summer night.
Good morning, 407. That's right, we're dancing in the moonlight. Talking solar eclipse 2017. I'm Mark Carmen in for Nick DiGilio. I am a solar eclipse expert. Nobody understands the moon and the sun and Earth and astrology like I do. That's why you're listening right now. Let me tell you something more that I can read off the internet about this eclipse as to why this is very interesting and why. This started for me today, by the way, just reading a Tribune report that Illinois Department of Transportation officials say efforts are underway to make sure traffic keeps moving, roadways are safe during the upcoming solar eclipse. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? And then it continues. The Carbondale area, southern Illinois, is the path of a total eclipse. The rest of Illinois is going to see a partial eclipse. So if you go to Carbondale and you channel your inner Saluki, you're going to get the total eclipse. The rest of us are going to get the partial eclipse. Esmeralda, what's better, the total or the partial? Like, is that like going to Wendy's and not getting the full value meal, not getting the fry and the drink? Are we just going to get the sandwich here in Chicago and no fry, no drink?
I think so.
Well, we got
no
to,
cheese.
We got to go to Carbondale then, don't we?
I mean, good luck.
What do you mean by that? You're not coming.
Not going anywhere. Okay, it's fine. There'll be video.
All right, fine. Dan might come. Hello, Dan. Welcome.
Sure. Why not?
Hey. Good morning.
Double Dan. Good morning, Dan. It says here that the super moon is cooler. What's the super moon?
That's when, I believe it's when the moon is closest to the Earth. But with a solar eclipse, you can't, unless you got protection, you can't look at it. Super moon, if there's no cloud coverage, you know, as long as, you know, the moon is up, you could look at it all night.
See, I keep hearing this, people saying you can't look at it. Like, what's going to happen if I look at it?
Well, they were saying even if it's worse if you look through, like, a telescope or binoculars, because it increases the intensity, I guess, of the for the lenses. He said, one guy on one news station said it won't affect your eyes right away, but in the days to come after that, you could, I don't know, burn something out of your eyes or something.
The retina's going to get burned out of your eyes?
Well, it'll go from, if you had 20/20, it'll go down, like, I don't know, 20/50 or something like that.
Hang on a second here. Super moon. Super moon solar eclipse. Is that what I'm Googling?
Wait, the super moon is just when it's all big.
Yeah, it was closest to the Earth.
Yeah, but that's just the moon.
Right, but
you
I mean,
look
it,
at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, if there's no clouds out or not, you know, it lights up. It's like the harvest moon in October, November.
The old harvest moon. I like a good harvest moon. Is that when the moon gets? Is that when it gets all orange, or is that the sun?
I believe the harvest moon is when it's that like the yellowish orange tint to it.
Mm.
I thought that's what they called it because the farmers could plow the fields later in the day because of the moonlight or something like that.
Why do I just want to sing "Dancing in the Moonlight"? That's the only response I really have for you right now, Dan.
Shine on harvest moon.
We could do harvest moon. Are you going to be in Carbondale, Dan? How are you going to take in this solar eclipse?
I have work. I don't. Who are these people that go just follow the solar eclipse? They don't have jobs, or they got tons of money.
Maybe both. We could have a combo. Yeah.
I get up at 1:30 in the morning.
Do you feel a sense of remorse that you won't be there?
No, because I'm sure somebody will have it on film or something. I could just watch it afterwards.
Right. So you're saying that this live event that where traffic is going to be stopped and there's 900,000 people coming to St. Joe's, Missouri, which is an amazing phenomenon. As we talked to one caller tonight, you're not as excited, despite the excitement that we're brewing right now on WGN.
No, not in the least.
But you did.
I just got a question to ask you. What do you think the Bears are going to do this year?
You are officially are my guy, Dan. What do I think the Bears are going to do this year? I think there's going to be a great Bears postgame show right here on 720 WGN after the games, mainly 3 o'clock on Sundays after noon kickoffs with Hamp, OB, and Kaz, and I'll be directing.
I usually listen to that too. So.
God bless you for that. I think the Bears are. I don't know, man. I'm not super optimistic, but they have their first preseason game Thursday night, so maybe, hopefully, something positive will come out of that. How's that for you? Let's dream up an 8-8 season, Dan. Let's think. Let's be optimistic.
Do you think they'll do better than Miami?
I think the odds are the Dolphins will have a better season. Although I read a ton about Miami today, and a lot of people think the Dolphins are a 7-9 football team. Which, if the Bears have the dream season, you're talking about, maybe they can get there. But Dan, you're getting off track, or we're talking moons. We can't think about the Bears right now. That's going to take us right into the gutter.
Well, I can't go in the gutter. I'm on my way to work now. So.
That's right. What do you do, Dan?
I work for a major health home health company.
Oh, very cool.
And, biggest one in the Chicagoland area.
Well, keep us healthy. Keep us safe, Dan. Appreciate you.
I tried. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. The moon and the Bears. That's a combo that I didn't anticipate would happen tonight. 312-981-7200.
You know why I didn't anticipate it? Because it's a full moon.
It's a full moon, right?
Just to save me a few phone calls here. All right. So you don't look at the eclipse because the darkness that accompanies an eclipse can override the natural tendency to squint and avert the eyes, increasing the amount of ultraviolet radiation landing on the retina and making it more likely that you'll sustain eye damage. So do not look at this eclipse in 3 weeks or whatever it is without a proper pair of glasses.
The last thing I need is extra ultraviolet radiation situation in my retina. What does that mean? I can't look at the sky?
You want to be wearing glasses if you're going to be watching it for a sustained amount of time.
What does sustained mean? 5 seconds, 5 minutes? What are we talking about?
I would say 5 seconds, you're probably okay. But 5 minutes, I would probably grab a pair of glasses.
It's also only 2 minutes, so.
Right. So what does that mean in this from a sustaining staring situation?
Don't stare at it more than a few seconds. Unless you want your retinas to burn out.
Bennett Wake Knight, who does phenomenal work, is texting me saying that Steve Grzanich is going to be live down in Carbondale on Monday, August 21st for the eclipse.
There you go.
We are sending the Grizzle Bear to Carbondale. That is.
I say you carpool.
I could go with Steve Grzanich to Carbondale.
You'd be the man on the street with the mic. I mean, moving around, interviewing people.
Grzanich can't do that alone. Why can't I get involved? It's got to be. I don't know who.
I know Patty was talking about it, and she was saying that they're opening up a football field down in Champaign, and people can sit in there
and just watch it.
Watch it,
but not stare too long.
No, well, you got to wear the special glasses.
Right. I don't want to make light of this, but I don't know. It seems a little bit over the top for me, this non-staring thing. 312-981-7200. Is it essential that WGN sends me to cover the solar eclipse? It could launch this. I mean, the station has, you know, been fairly successful over time. I think we've done some good things here. And people have made, like, the Walk of Fame. And
I think this could be award-winning.
Some people have, you know, the biggest names in Chicago have worked here. But if I go to the solar eclipse, the station might get to a whole other level. Anybody? 312-981-7200. Text line is loading up. 630 says, I think it's hilarious that the guy who works for a major health company is telling everyone to look at the solar eclipse. Hey, maybe he knows something that we don't. I'm down with, I mean, I don't want to encourage anybody to do something that is on the record that's bad for you. But I am a little bit skeptical about this whole going blind looking at the solar eclipse thing. I don't know if I believe that. Actually, I know I don't believe that. But what do I know? Let's see. You will have an Ark of the Covenant type effect. Don't look at it. Look, snap a pic, be done, or you'll end up like the Nazis. That's our first Nazi reference on the station tonight.
Are you talking like an Indiana Jones and their faces melt off?
I don't know. That would seem like a... It says 630 says, you absolutely cannot look at it. Do not listen to this genius. First time I've been called a genius on the show. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I think that might have been slightly tongue-in-cheek. I'm not sure, though. There is a linkage between the Ruski bots and the solar eclipse. Dan, do you know what a Ruski bots is?
I believe there is controversy surrounding some of the social media activity and support of current and former candidates that might have been created by Russians.
815 texting in, you've got to get a full-time gig. I knew it. This was the way for me to build a momentum. When you can talk about a solar eclipse the way I'm talking about it right now. We got to do weather and traffic? I'm about to get super deep here. 312-981-7200. Solar eclipse is coming. I'd like to thank Mrs. Cooksey. The great Mrs. Cooksey. One of my science teachers at Highland Park High School back in the day. Mr. Hieronymus. All bringing me to this moment now where we can talk intelligently about the solar eclipse that's coming on August the 21st. By the way, I'm back here Thursday night into Friday. We can do this again if you really want. One text from the 815 says, we're all doomed. The solar eclipse is going to end us all, which did put me into a minor panic. And indeed, people believe that this is the solar eclipse reveals exact date Nibiru, that is a planet, will destroy Earth. I think it's a planet. The moon is going to cover the sun on August 21st. The people that are terrified are saying, causing a sudden drop in temperature, plunging the Earth into darkness. More than half the planet, including 12 U.S. states, will witness the once-in-a-lifetime event, dubbed the Great American Total Solar Eclipse. A number of Christian fanatics have claimed the eclipse will herald the end of the world and maybe one of the prophesied 10 biblical plagues. Now, the leading voice in the Nibiru Cataclysm movement has suggested it's proof a mythical alien planet will devastate life on Earth with an apocalyptic strike or near miss. Did you know this was happening, Esmeralda? Because you haven't mentioned this all night, that the world could end on the 21st.
I did not hear about that.
See? Now what do you think?
I'm still going to probably watch it on YouTube.
312-981-7200. Is the world going to end on the 21st? Because if this is like the second to last show I ever do, I might want to rethink things. I've only got about 37 minutes to go here. Dan, is the world coming to an end?
I certainly hope not.
But you think that's a possibility?
I mean, you never know.
You do never know. See, it sounds ridiculous, but you do never know. But we can't act like the world's coming to an end, can we?
Will you be watching it now after this conversation?
Will I be watching the solar eclipse?
Yep.
I'm going to Carbondale with Steve Grzanich on August
21st. There's glasses on the free table.
There's glasses on the free table?
Yeah, their planetarium dropped off glasses yesterday.
Did they really?
Yes.
That's very nice of them.
I grabbed four for my family.
You grabbed four glasses? How many glasses were there? This could be over glass taking.
There's eight. I did not feel bad grabbing four.
Okay, so there's four left?
Four left.
Interesting.
So
but
you,
and, but
Chelsea.
Me, Chelsea, Esmeralda.
V. I like it.
There you go.
You guys can go on a double date. Not drink sugary beverages.
Is V Esmeralda's boyfriend?
Yeah, that's her nickname for him.
Why V? Is Esmeralda now stepping away from the microphone?
No, there was one time Brian Noonan was on, and I was talking about him, and he, for some reason, said, what is he, a lizard person?
Yeah,
and I went, yep,
he has like
a
forked
man.
Tongue or something, or he has two sets of wisdom teeth or something crazy like that.
No, that's me.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, I have the two sets of wisdom teeth. I don't know why he said that, but so, and he was like, what is he? Like, he's like a V from that old show back in the day. They're lizard people.
Ah, the lizard people show.
Yes.
I never saw that show.
He is referred to as V.
Well, what's his actual name?
Colin.
Right. I've met Colin.
You have, yes.
Yes, we had dinner. Me, you, Patty, after we worked out. Remember, your foot was hurting?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, see? How do I... Look
My
at the
foot wasn't hurting.
You sure about that? Because I feel like your foot was hurting. We were running. You said your foot was sore. I pay attention.
Oh, my ankle.
See?
But that's just like in general. Working out.
but I just want to make it known here that I pay attention to what's going on with you. By the way, do I have another break before the 4:30 here?
You do.
I do. That's too bad. Because there's a lot of text going on here telling me, do not look into the light or let the sunlight hit you as you may multiply. And don't eat after midnight again. You might multiply like a gremlin.
Hey, that sounds like not a bad idea.
630 is saying
multiply.
That. I could be multiplying around this solar eclipse.
Oh, and then one of your multiplies could go down to Carbondale.
One of
your multiples.
An extra Mark Carmen could go with Steve Grzanich to report back on the solar eclipse, and I could just hang out and see it through the other Mark Carmen's eyes.
There you go. Oh, so you have some sort of connection to them all in that way. So you see what they
trade, like consciousness is.
Yeah, we could all be. I think we're all one. 217's texting in total eclipse, which I believe is another total eclipse over Carbondale again in 2024. I'm not waiting for 2024. I'm all in on 2017. I got to talk to Grzanich before I get out here today. See if he'll let me come with him. That might be a tough sell. News coming up in 2 minutes. 720 WGN. There's some good news in that Vic Vaughn newscast right there.
I did try.
That was huge. You can actually go get a LaCroix and not have to pay the soda tax?
You're supposed to be able to, but apparently, and Walgreens isn't the only one that has admitted some snafus. They need to recode that stuff.
But all we need is a recoding. We can have a LaCroix and not pay the soda tax.
That's the hope.
I'm saying that's good news. I'm going with good news here, Vic. I'm seeing the positive. It's like seeing the moon and the sun all at the same time. You can tie it in with the LaCroix. Look at how it all comes back together.
that's very good right there.
Are you feeling me?
I am. And positive. Yeah, we'll assume that the coding was not intentional.
Well, right. I mean,
intentionally take this man's money. Sure.
Perhaps it was but that's why we need to be out there for each other. Fighting that soda tax, fighting your right to party and have a LaCroix and not pay an extra whatever it is. Wait, hold on a second, Esmeralda. Let me turn your mic on. What was that about LaCroix?
You can have a LaCroix.
You can have a LaCroix.
It's not taxed.
It's right. That's what. Well, but it was.
It was.
It was.
Oh, that's because Walgreens is stupid, and they were.
Well, they were
taxing
stupid.
Everyone.
But they're better now. Because people like Vic Vaughn are out there on that wall reporting the news, and they got to come correct. So, Vic, know that you're having an impact on the world right now. People are going to be able to drink their LaCroix and not spend an extra, what is it? It's a cent an ounce, isn't that right?
A penny per ounce, and it's probably a good idea to attribute the Tribune for that news story.
Vic was at the Walgreens.
Probably a good time to thank those reporters.
Sure.
That's a Tribune report.
I'm loyal to you, man. I know the Trib guy, and I read it too. I was actually going to throw that in there tonight, so I was just glad to hear it in the news. But, yes, because personally, I think the soda tax is a good thing. It's going to maybe keep me healthier. I'm less likely to drink Coca-Cola. That's probably a win. But I do love my LaCroix if I'm gonna splurge on a carbonated drink, and now I can save myself the 12 cents per can.
You save even more and just get a soda stream.
Yeah, that's like, but then you got to learn how to use that, and there's parts.
There's a button.
No, but don't you have to like buy like a carbonated
something?
You buy
a carton.
Yeah.
You buy a cartridge, you pop it in, and then you hit a button.
Yeah, but then where do you put it?
What do you mean, where do you put it? On your kitchen counter.
And then how's it cold?
Because you put it in the you use cold water and you put it in the fridge.
It seems too complicated.
Sure. Okay.
I just want to buy the can. I want to crack it open. Bang. But maybe I think I could do that. All right. I know it's disappointing for some, but we're moving on from the moon.
Oh, but there's so much more.
There was so much more. I have something that's important, though, here that we must get in before we turn it over to the opening bell and Steve Krasanich, who I'm going to be joining in Carbondale, if he allows me to. I hear I'm already out, though. Dave Schwann is going with Steve Krasanich to Carbondale.
They don't got a back seat? You can't sit in the back?
Yeah, I mean, gonna say it,
two's company, three's a crowd.
Yeah, what are they in, a convertible?
Krasanich and Schwann have cornered the market on this eclipse. Apparently, Krasanich's family's down there, so he's going to get to stay with his mom.
Oh,
and Schwann can't find a hotel room to save his life. He's going to be 2 hours out. I'm surprised that they're not.
Quite some drama.
This is a lot of drama here. I mean, if I went on the trip, I'd probably have to get my own hotel room too. Because if they're going solo, then it'd be weird. I'd feel it'd be awkward for me to partner with Schwann or Steve. So then I'd have to get my own thing. Then I'm 4 hours out, and then how would we meet? So I think I got to bung the trip here. I don't think it's going to happen.
And Carm, this is Mary.
Hey, Mary.
And I also believe that Schwani's dad is going as well.
Schwani's dad's going to be there?
I don't think there'd be room for you.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Well, I don't know.
They got to put the cooler
and
somewhere.
He's like 92 or something.
Are you going to be there, Mary?
Heck no. I'm going to be working, I suppose.
Mary, did you appreciate, by chance, if you were listening, the way I broke down this solar eclipse and what it means?
I did hear part of it on the way in, and I was very impressed with you.
Thank you.
It was a wonderful lesson for me, because I'm not into astronomy at all. And I have to listen to Krasanich every morning explain it to me.
Steve knows astronomy, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Really?
Yes. I'm sure he's listening right now.
That's why he's going.
Oh, he is huge in astronomy.
Well, in Carbondale, he went
very knowledgeable.
So hold on a second.
He went to school there. He's a Saluki.
And his family's down there.
Yes, his mom lives there, so he's staying with his mom.
It's a three for three here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Got the mom, we got this, we got the astrology, and
it's
we got the Carbondale.
It's crazy.
Does that?
Well, I'll have to go outside at noon because we'll all be at work and just, well, we can't look at it.
Is that what it's going to be, noon?
It's at noon, yes.
You don't believe that you can't really look
at
it.
It's going to get dark at noon? It's going to be so cool.
It's going to be dark at noon.
Yeah. Okay, don't go denying that you can't look at it, Mark, because you know people are going to look at it and then go, well, Mark Carman said that you could look at it.
You are responsible for your own actions. Don't listen to the fool on the radio.
You can get those glasses anywhere now. They're going to be everywhere, so I'm going to go get some and then we can all look.
Do you think this is going to change your life, Mary?
No.
Not that your life needs any changing, of course.
No. I mean, I see the full moon a lot when I'm driving into work, and it's so cool. That's cool enough for me. Thanks.
Okay. Well, some people think this is going to be a life-changing event. Somebody who...
Like they're going to turn into werewolves or something. I mean, what's going to happen?
Oh, my gosh. What if that was true, though?
Do you,
that would be quite a news story.
Going to get all hairy one.